and more women work in industrial settings. Female foresters, longshoremen, plumbers, oil rig workers. But trying to get outfitted with gear that fits, well, it can be agony. And that's where Audrey Rippingale comes in. The owner of She Works, She Plays is traveling Highway 16 in her semi-trailer right now, laden with specialized industrial wear. And I reached Audrey in Terrace.
Good morning.
Where are you right now?
I am set up at Skeena Mall in Terrace.
Why?
Well, because this is my first stop in the Northwest here for getting girls the workwear they need. I've been working in trades myself for the past decade, and it drove me crazy not being able to find workwear for what I do. I spent most of my time driving concrete trucks, and just everything would not fit properly. The vest would catch on my equipment, the gloves I couldn't feel, so I'd wind up taking them off. And so I started researching and found out that it's pretty much universal across the province that girls are having the same problems getting proper workwear.
We hear that more and more women are getting into the trades. Why do you think there's so little gear that's actually made for women?
Well, because it, you know, is traditionally male-dominated, and it's, you know, only been sort of, it's more recent and recent. We still are definitely a minority in pretty much all across the trades, but the more there are, of course, the need is growing. But it's still a minority, and it's, you know, there's some here, some there, which is why I'm doing this. I mean, I love truck driving, so I get to keep doing that. But it's spread out in different areas doing different things.
Can you describe your operation for me?
Okay. It changes moment to moment. So one day, like yesterday, was trucking day. So actually, it took me 2 days to travel from Vernon. So that involved just packing everything up and loading it into my truck and trailer and moving. And then I got here last night, and then it takes me several hours. All my stairs, everything is bolted underneath. So it's a matter of setting up the store. It is a regular 32-foot semi-trailer that's been converted. So then it's a process of setting it all up, getting it ready. And then now I'm very close to being open. Now for the next 6 days, I will be open for business. So it's like a regular store. Sometimes people are confused because it still looks like a trailer from some sides. But then if you see, oh, okay, it's got stairs and you come in and it's a regular little store. And I just love it in here. I pack it with everything I can find that is designed for women working.
What do you hear from the women who are visiting the store and buying clothes from your semi-trailer?
Oh, well, that's probably the most exciting thing for me is, you know, when a woman comes in who I just, you know, feel like is a kindred spirit, knows what it's like to be out there, and comes in and she's so excited. She just, that's the most lovely thing. The positive feedback I've gotten across the province is just, it's overwhelming.
What are the biggest gaps, do you think, when it comes to professional clothing for women in industry? Where are you hearing they just can't find clothes that fit?
Yeah, right now, I'd say it's mostly the high visibility wear. That's one of the more challenges. Now, what I have some high-vis stuff that's for women. I've been able to find a few couple things, but most of it still is generic. And the biggest problem is even the extra smalls, they're too boxy on the shoulders. So, you know, you're trying to work and reach. They're too long, so they're dragging on your crotch, or they're too long on your legs. So, again, when you're climbing ladders, you're climbing under things. So that's definitely one of the issues that still isn't. They just came up with a line in Europe, but, of course, that doesn't do us good over here because we're CSA. So,
where do you source your materials?
Everywhere I can. Now, a lot of my stuff, obviously, because CSA, it's Canadian, so a lot of it is that. But my work pants, I wanted really good women's carpenter pants, you know, equal to a man's, and I had a heck of a time finding it. So mine actually came in from, I got them from Australia. It's a couple ladies who are running their own construction company. Same thing, they were frustrated. They started making these really good carpenter pants. They're called Eve Workwear. But I've basically just searched everything. I've got Lincoln Electric women welding gear. I've got CoverGirls, like anything I could find. It took me 6 months to just research and try and get what I could find in here.
And as you say, you've got the hurdles as well for certified clothing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are lines down in the states as well of it, but, you know, especially in BC, I mean, which is great, but we have very strict, lots of strict rules, so it has to be, you know, if it's not CSA, it's not going to do the girls any good.
Have you considered expanding into producing women's clothing that is CSA certified?
Oh, well, that'd be lovely, but I'm pretty much 24/7 just trekking and moving around and trying to get the stuff to the girls. But there are some different, I see people starting to dabble a little bit as they see it going. So I think, and, you know, even just the pressure of myself and others like myself, it's slowly going. It's going to go. We're going to make it go.
Are you surprised that this business has proven to be so popular and sought after?
Well, I'm not surprised by the girls' reaction, because I know me myself, if I'd walked into something like this 10 years ago, I would have jumped up and down. So I'm not surprised by that. I am surprised by kind of how I feel I'm being pulled in a lot of directions. I mean, I always say I'm just a truck driver, but it's lovely. Like, I love it. I love seeing that and knowing that. I mean, I meet so many amazing women out there doing amazing things. I just love what I'm doing.
Well, it's really cool to talk to you, Audrey.
Awesome. Thank you.
Audrey Rippingale is the owner and operator of She Works, She Plays. She's in Terrace at the Skeena Mall for the next 5 days. And then Audrey's off to Kitimat, Prince Rupert, Chetwynd, Fort St. John to help women get outfitted for industrial jobs. You can check out her website, sheworkssheplays.ca, for a full calendar.